Hey, look here, fellas. You guys gonna have to order from the drive-thru menu.
Hi, how you doing? What can I get you?
A Big Mac and a large Coke.
Fries?
No.
What's your favorite place? Probably Wendy's.
You wanna do something fun? You wanna go to Taco Bell?
What about KFC?
Yeah. No. We've been there too many times.
Where'd it go? What?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
You know where I was when my daughter was born?
Huh?
Iraq.
Popeye's chicken is the shiznit!
I want 30 sliders, 5 french fries, and 4 large cherry cokes.
I want the same except make mine Diet Cokes.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
And welcome to another edition of the Side of Fries podcast. This is episode 11. I know we've been gone for a while. We've had some things going on in our personal lives. Caleb has been moving. We've had the holidays. We've been trying to coordinate schedules. So we're back and trying to get one more episode in before the beginning of the year. I'm Chris alongside Caleb, and today we also have a very special guest, Kyle. So, Kyle, glad to have you on the show today. I know what we're talking about today is casual dining chain restaurants, and I know that's your wheelhouse. So we're excited to have you on.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. First time, long time here. Been with you since day one. Just really an honor to be on the podcast today. I think my role today is playing the good cop because I think I like every establishment I've ever been to. So the standards are not high for me. So that's why I'm here.
One thing you got to know about Kyle, if you don't know Kyle and you're listening to the podcast, is Kyle's the nicest person you'll ever meet. So if he says anything bad about anything today, then it must really suck.
That's a good point.
Yeah, Kyle is the nicest dude ever. I don't peg you as a critic. You don't seem like you're like that. Me and Caleb have that critic gene, I guess. And so I'd say Caleb's a little worse than me. I don't know.
What's that supposed to
mean? You are, man. You have a standard sometimes that is just, like, unbelievable. And then there's stuff that I think you're going to, like, hate and you like. And I'm like, I can't figure him out sometimes.
Yeah, when it's stuff like Burger King, you're like, there's no way he could like
that. I mean, you were eating a fucking fried bologna sandwich today. I mean, what the hell?
Okay, so we're in Marion. There's this place, this town called Waldo. And there's this, like, little dive bar kind of place that has these bologna sandwiches that they're like, known for. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty good, but I don't know if it was a mistake or if it was supposed to be that way. But they, like, fried some, like, cinnamon in it. Ugh. And it would have been very good, except I kept tasting the cinnamon. And it just felt like, I don't know, like they accidentally rubbed it against a pine tree or something.
Tis the season.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it, like, I don't know, was it, like, Skyline Chili type? Cinnamon
no,
style,
it was worse because Skyline Chili, you kind of have to like if you've eaten it before, you kind of have to be like, hey, there's cinnamon in there, and then you're like, oh yeah, I taste that. This was like, oh, there's cinnamon in there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle's the expert. He's from Cincinnati. He could weigh in on the whole Skyline Chili thing.
I actually just crushed 4 cheese conies today. While we're on the subject,
lucky you. Oh man.
I mean, I grew up with the Skyline, so I've never really been one to, like, notice the cinnamon in the chili, but just because it's all I've ever known, you know, I'm used to it, I guess you could say. But, yeah. Chocolate and cinnamon, I think, are both in the Skyline chili. I wouldn't have known it had no one told me.
Honestly, I've never paid attention to it either. I love Skyline chili, but I've never ever paid attention to any, you know, everyone always hates on it. Everyone always says, ooh, cinnamon in the chili. I've never paid attention. I guess maybe my palate sucks. I don't know. But 4 conies, man, that sounds amazing right now.
Since they were to go, was the cheese already melted when you got home?
So normally, I'd say 95% of the time when you do get it to go, yeah, by the time you get to eat it, it's all congealed and not quite the same as it would be in restaurant. But today, for whatever reason, I opened those puppies up and they were fluffy and I was picking the cheese off the top. I mean, I was quick, I guess. Maybe that was it. But
That's my favorite part.
It was a good day, yes.
Oh, all that cheese. I think that's why I like Skyline Chili. Mm. I love cheese. I don't really like hot dogs, but I mean, obviously a chili dog is different. But man, Skyline Chili just, it's good. Now, isn't it like, and I know we're kind of deviating here from actually what we're supposed to be talking about, but now that we have a you know, someone from Cincinnati, native of Cincinnati. Isn't there like another competitor to Skyline Chili?
Gold Star Chili. Yep.
Gold Star Chili. Okay.
Everyone hates on Gold Star. I don't personally dislike it. I like it almost the same. I can tell the difference between the two. Mm-hmm. But most people just destroy Gold Star and say it's shit. But I like them both. You know, Gold Star is more of the, if you're in like the, at the mall, at the food court, you might pick up a few conies and it just hits the spot. Or Skyline is more of your, you're going to sit down at a Skyline.
Now, is there more gold, like, is there a lot of Gold Star, or is there more, I mean, obviously there's, I've never seen a Gold Star up in Northeast Ohio, but I do see Skyline.
Right.
You know, is there a lot down in Cincinnati or not really?
I mean, I think there used to be more than there are now. It is more of the small, like I said, food courts or like a strip mall kind of thing, or maybe more of a sketch area, if you will. But, nice. But yeah, I mean, they're still around.
It's kind of like the whole up here, Caleb, like, you know, Swenson's or Skyway, and Skyway blows. Everybody knows that. Swenson's is where it's at. And there's not many Skyways, but there's a decent amount of Swenson's.
Skyways just don't even look open, though, when you drive by them, you know?
They're very uninviting, and, like, Swenson's, you know, it's a hustle and bustle when you go to Swenson's. Yeah. So, Kyle, have you ever been to Swenson's? I know there's one in Columbus.
I have never been. I think I got someone delivered me a burger once and I enjoyed it, but I've never had the full experience, no.
Did you get a galley boy?
I don't know, Caleb. Did I have a galley boy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you pointed him in the right direction to a galley boy.
Clearly it didn't have a huge impact on my life.
Really?
Maybe if I go in and do the real thing, that'll be a different
story. But at the same time, I don't know if I delivered our former coworker Ethan one, or we went together that same time. I don't remember what happened, but he ended up like falling in love with the place to where, like, one time he went to like Punxsutawney and he's like, yeah, on the way I went through Akron so I could go to one. And he was like obsessed with going to Swenson's for a little bit. It's kind of weird. Yeah. He got me like one of those gift card coins that they do.
Yeah.
He's like, here, you know, you need to go again. I was like, okay, well. I've been quite a few times in my life.
Oh, yeah, same. And it's even nicer now because, you know, I live in the Cleveland area. Back in the day, the closest Swenson's was, like, in the Parma area, and I didn't live in that area at the time. Now I kind of live closer to Parma. But now there's a Swenson's, like, in every big, like, you know, town in this area. So there's one in, you know, like, in like the shopping district areas, so it's kind of nice. We have one like literally 5 minutes away, so ironically I have not been there, and we live 5 minutes away. I've been to all of the other ones except for that one, but yeah. So all right, we're deviating here, but I wanted to talk to someone who kind of grew up with the Skyline Chili. I was kind of introduced to it later in life, but I like it. My first one was the one in Akron, Caleb, on Steele's Corner.
Of course.
So, all right, Caleb, I know we got food news, so let's hit him with some food news.
Food news, your weekly serving of what's new in food.
All right, so Taco Bell to add, and actually I'll update this, has added back the Nacho Fries Baking Club Chalupa, started on Christmas Eve after cutting some of their menu amid COVID-19. Started on December 24th, the fast food chain says it's bringing back nacho fries along with the $1 loaded nacho taco, taco and burrito craving pack, and Baking Club Chalupa. Basically, they said they're turning the page to 2021 after slashing some items. I think they maybe got some heavy criticism, obviously, from us for cutting some of the items. Maybe they listened to the podcast. But the nacho fries are back, and I got them like 3 days ago, and they're still pretty good.
I did have the new, what is it, the grilled cheese burrito or whatever. Whatever is, like, the grilled cheese item. Yep. I know you didn't mention that, but I wanted to just let you know. I did have it the other day. My wife got me one, and it was pretty good. Nice. I was a little under the influence, so that's probably why it enhanced it, but yeah.
I don't know. Remember when we talked about a couple weeks ago the KFC fries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now that I've had them within a month of each other, they are similar, like, breading, but the, like, seasoning on them is slightly different. I think the Taco Bell ones are better.
Okay.
And they're a little more, like, zesty, spicy.
That makes sense.
The KFC ones are kind of bland, just like the rest of KFC's food.
Yeah, seriously. So Bacon Club Chalupa, I know that was like a discontinued menu item that we did when we did the Taco Bell episode, I think. And I know that's kind of like a big discontinued item for some people. I don't want to say it's like the McRib, but I don't know. Like, you know, in regard to like Taco Bell type of menu items. So you trying any of these items?
I'm not, honestly, chalupas I kind of forget about until like I randomly am like looking at the menu while I'm waiting for them to like take my order. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, oh yeah, chalupas are good, but it's not like my go-to. What about you, Kyle?
Taco Bell?
Yeah, you trying the Bacon Club chalupa or the nacho fries?
I'm just a standard chalupa guy. Beef, or probably beef, but nothing fancy now.
Yeah, okay. I'm kind of with you on that, Kyle. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big bacon guy either. And
yeah, same.
Caleb, we always talk about it, like, people who, like, have to add bacon to everything. It's just overkill, and I feel like this might be the same case.
Yeah, so. I agree.
All right, what's next on the docket?
So, Papa John's announces a nationwide release of new Epic Stuffed Crust. To celebrate the launch, Papa John's offered to their Papa Rewards members an exclusive first taste of the new crust from December 21st through the 27th. But now, anybody can order it. As long as they use the promo code STUFF, they can get it for $12 starting on December 28th. Basically, it features the brand's original dough, hand-stuffed with extra cheese and topped with a signature pizza sauce, more cheese, and your choice of toppings. So basically just the Papa John's take on stuffed crust, which I don't think they've ever offered before. So
yeah, I was trying to sit there and think about it while you were reading that off, and I don't remember them ever having some sort of stuffed crust. So that's good to know, because I'm trying to convince the wife tonight to get pizza. So
nice. I actually wonder if it's like, you know, I know you're not a Pizza Hut guy, but I know you know of Pizza Hut and how the regular pizza is compared to the stuffed crust, where if you get the stuffed crust, the actual like pizza part is like thinner, mm-hmm, and like greasier and like not as good pizza. You know what I'm talking,
mm-hmm,
about?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if the Papa John's version is the same. It says it's there, like, you know, it's just like a normal Papa John's pizza with the stuffed crust. So we'll see. But I know Brent, one of our supporters of the podcast, was considering getting it tonight. So we'll see if he ended up getting it. He'll have to let us know.
So I just heard the dog downstairs going nuts, which is why I was distracted. And that could have been the Papa John's guy right now, to be honest.
Well, if he gets a real-time update, let us know.
For real. Like, have him drop in and give us the take on the stuffed crust pizza if you got it. So
live taste tests on the air.
Yeah.
But I feel like obviously with Papa John's pizza you're gonna require the garlic sauce, the garlic butter. So probably grab an extra one if you're getting that stuffed crust.
Oh yeah, Kyle, do you like Papa John's?
I think it's okay. You know, it's just so different from the rest of them. But it's like you have to be in a very specific mood if you're wanting the Papa John's.
I agree. And Chris and I have mentioned it before about how we had like Papa John's overkill, so mm-hmm, it's like more lower than most for us. But I think normally we would agree that it's just like it's all right. It's not the best. It's not the worst.
It's kind of like, you remember when we talked about it in our pizza episode with like Marco's and how it has like the dough bubbles.
Yeah,
Papa John's tends to have that sort of same thing, and I'm not a big fan of pizzas that are like that. It just comes off as like just poorly made, shitty. They didn't, you know, just the dough wasn't, I guess, kneaded right. I don't know. I mean, I've never made a pizza, so what the fuck am I talking about? But
I know. I don't know what caused it, but I know what
called those as kids growing up in my family?
What?
Those were boobies. I don't know where it started, but my parents even played along with it.
They do look like boobies.
Yeah,
but I might consider trying this.
You should get it tonight.
I should. I guarantee you I'll get shot down, so don't worry.
Yeah.
My wife's not a big pizza fan, so. But if I told her, hey, let's get Taco Bell, she'd be all about it. All right, what's next on the docket?
So this one is as confusing to me to read as it probably is of why it's a thing.
Yeah.
But KFC has created a console that's more powerful than the PS5 and has built-in chicken chamber to keep your meal warm. So KFC teamed up with Cooler Master to create the KFC, the KF console, I guess is how you would say it. Essentially a high-end gaming PC with components made by Intel, Asus, and Seagate. It's a powerful machine, says. It can run games at 4K at 240 frames per second, which is faster than a PlayStation 5 or Xbox Series X can manage. It can also run virtual reality games, blah, 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 blah. The thing is, it's got a warmer in it that keeps your chicken warm so that while you're playing your game, like, it'll stay warm the whole time while you're, like, having a game session.
I mean, I guess that's more like of a novelty item than like a want, right? Like,
I don't even know if it's, I don't know. I have, how many of these things are going to make?
Well, I have a lot of questions right now. One, how much is this thing?
They did not release how much it was yet.
Two,
or how to get one.
Two, what games can you play on this?
I think probably Roller Coaster Tycoon and
The
Sims.
In The Sims.
Okay. Oh, well, then I'm sold right there.
Yeah.
Which, you know what? If we're talking that's probably pretty cool.
I mean, I'm a big Sim City guy, so, you know, count me in.
Yeah.
I don't,
was that all your questions, Chris?
Well, yeah. And also, what's up with KFC and all these, like, just marketing gimmicks? They had this. Then they had the Lifetime special with Mario Lopez, and they have they have those logs that they sell during Christmas that makes your house smell like chicken, which I don't know why you'd want your house to smell like fried chicken. I don't know. KFC's just kind of starting to get real gimmicky, and maybe I just have some sort of like distaste for KFC because I work there, but I don't know.
It's kind of like they've always wanted to be that, like when Burger King did the Burger King weird thing, and they were like trying to, you know,
with their 45 million Colonel Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, and it just never really took hold the same way Burger King did. I don't know. I don't know anybody that eats at KFC. I really don't.
Well, you remember when we did an episode like a long time ago with Food News, and we talked about how KFC had an uptick in female, females were buying more KFC because the Reba McEntire Colonel Sanders? Like, it's odd. It's really weird. They're just trying to appeal to the gamers now. I mean, kind of like how Mountain Dew and Taco Bell used to really push like the Xbox and shit all the time with gamers.
They were like all the Baja Blast, Mountain Dew. Like, why is it? Yeah. I mean, it's funny because it's like trash marketing, like where it's like, oh, if you're a gamer, you like dirt bikes, Mountain Dew, and Taco Bell, and it's like all those things are true though. It's like, how is that? But like KFC can't really find its niche. It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Kyle, are you a big KFC guy?
No, I'm not. I haven't. I've probably had it twice in the past 10 years, so I guess I'm not their target.
Yeah, same. I used to work at KFC, and I left in 2008, and I have not ate at a KFC since.
Oh, wow.
So it's been a while.
That really left a
scar on your life, apparently.
I mean, dude, I worked there like four or five times a week.
Yeah.
We got a free meal every time. I worked there for 2 years. Like, just when I left, I'm like, I'm never eating KFC ever again. Like, ever. I mean, if they had cornbread, I'd get cornbread, but that's about it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that it for the food news?
That's all, food news. All
right. So, like I said, today's episode is casual dining chain. So it's going to be like, you know, your Applebee's, your Olive Gardens, your Red Lobster. We're going to talk about these items or these places, and how we're going to rank them is we're going to rank them like we normally do. So, guys, I know this might be cheesy, but I figured the pieces of flair, since TGI Friday does it, and you know it's a little Office reference. So 5 pieces of flair out of
Office
5. Office Space. Sorry, yes, Office Space. So that's how we'll rank them. 5 pieces of flair out of 5. You can give 0.5s.
Oh, right? I didn't know
so
this.
1.5, 2.5. Yes.
Oh, it changes everything.
We've changed it up a little bit. Go-to menu item. If you don't have a go-to menu item, that's fine. I didn't have any go-to menu item. Some of them I didn't have go-to menu items. And then just give us your take.
Oh, that's not fair. I tried to really stretch and find one, Chris.
I mean, I have a go-to menu item for everyone except for like one. So
okay.
And then
probably Famous Steve's.
And then why does it suck? And then in Kyle's case, why is it great? Because Kyle doesn't hate any of these places, but me and Caleb,
they're all,
we feel differently.
They're all amazing.
Some of them I like, some of them I despise. So I'm excited to get going. So let's get it started here. All right.
Let's hit it.
All right. First on the list, I went Steakhouse. I went Longhorn Steakhouse. I got to be honest, out of all the chain restaurants that are steakhouses, Longhorn's my favorite. I don't really care for Texas Roadhouse. I think it's kind of overrated. Outback is just okay. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you guys feel, but Longhorn's my favorite. So I'm giving them four pieces of flair out of five.
I'm actually surprised, maybe not surprised with you, but like if I were to power rank the three powerhouses of steak, I would say Texas Roadhouse, Outback, then like 10 miles, then Longhorn.
No way, dude. Yeah. What? Oh, whatever, dude.
Like, I don't think I've ever had a steak done the way that I asked at Longhorn. I don't. They're like, let's do everything that the other places do, but like a little different. Like they have the onion. What are they even called? The onion Texas tunions. It's like let's do a bloomin' onion, but let's like cut it into pieces.
Well, you think so Outback invented the bloomin' onion? Is that what you're saying?
I know, yeah. Right? It's Damon's, yeah, it dude. Onion loaf.
I know the onion loaf, but that was like a good way of doing it too. Where this is just like, I don't know, just kind of lazy.
I mean, I don't know. My go-to menu item when I go there, first off, if I'm getting an appetizer, I'm not getting whatever onion thing you're talking about. You got to get their chili cheese fries. They're so freaking good, dude.
Really?
Yes. Their chili cheese fries are awesome. And I know it's just chili cheese fries, but like it's not nacho cheese sauce. You know my feelings on that. It's actual grated cheese. They throw legit bacon bits on there, not that cheap shit, you know. And then they put jalapenos on there. And then chili. It's so good, dude.
All right. Well, my go-to menu item at Longhorn Steakhouse is the hand-breaded chicken tenders because I think their steaks suck.
Oh, wow.
I get prime rib every time there, man. Their prime rib's not bad. I've never had an issue. My mom had an issue once when we went there. She had a fucking thumbtack in her rice pilaf when she got salmon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and my mom was like, there was a thumbtack in here? And you know what the manager did? Goes, oh, okay, I'll give you a free dessert.
Oh. Oh, you buried the lead there.
We should be like you know suing, yeah, here, right? Like thumbing the chili kind of deal, right?
Yeah, that was a miss.
Yeah, yikes. I'm kidding. It's all right. It's not my favorite, but I think the last time I went there I had the salmon and it's pretty good, so I'm gonna go with the salmon. I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
2.5. Kyle, what about you?
So I landed at three pieces of flair for this one. And I'll say this. One, I'm not a big steak guy, so any of these steakhouses, okay, that I go to, I'm not going to order steak. But at the same time, I have probably only been to Longhorn twice, but both experiences had an impact on my life. So because of that,
really?
the first time I went, I've never been a big stuffed mushroom guy. But okay, for an appetizer, decided to go with the white cheddar stuffed mushrooms. Not sure why. Don't remember if it was someone else's decision. But it changed my life. And so ever since then, I've been a stuffed mushroom guy. And I owe that.
Okay, I was going to say, it was for the better.
Oh, yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Both were good experiences.
I know what you're talking about. Those things are good, too. I've had them.
Yep. And ever since, I've never had a stuffed mushroom quite as good. I've tried places, but Longhorn takes the cake. And then I have an honorable mention for a menu item.
Okay.
And a shout out to the mixologists at Longhorn because this is this is actually a beverage.
Okay.
So I had it's called the Angry Apple Stag. And I don't know if this still exists, if it's only at certain times of the year. But what it is Angry Orchard Apple Cider, Jim Beam Red Stag, and Spiced Cinnamon Bourbon. And what they dropped a little cinnamon stick in there as well. And it was quite delicious and refreshing. I think I probably had a couple.
Sounds like a good, nice, like Christmas drink. Did you get it around like the holidays?
It probably might have been the winter. So yeah, that would make sense. And gotcha. Maybe I should try to replicate that someday.
So the last part here, why does it suck or why is it good? So I guess in Caleb's case, why does it suck?
Like I said, I don't think I've ever had a steak come back the way that I wanted it. It's like always a little more done than you want it. Also, just random side question. Has anybody ever ordered a chopped steak at a restaurant?
Yes, it's basically a fucking hamburger.
It's a hamburger. And yeah. I know the people that have, and it's just, I don't know, it's just the most misleading title of something in the world.
It is. I got hoodwinked one time, and it was at a Ponderosa. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get steak and this? And then they brought it out. I'm like, this is a fucking hamburger.
And
what the
this
hell?
Steak is only $6?
Yeah. Stupid me. Never got a chopped steak ever again. So
even on their menu, it says image coming soon. Like, has it not been on the menu long enough to get one? Like, snap a pic?
I don't know why you'd actively want to get a chopped steak.
No.
It's for, like, steak noobs, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it sucks. I gave my reasons why it's good. It sounded like Kyle doesn't really seem to think it sucks. He's kind of in the middle. So, Caleb, you don't like the place, I take it.
No, I just like the other two steak places better.
All right, next on the list here, Bennigan's. So I'm not sure if you guys remember Bennigan's. I was hoping you guys
did. You better believe it, my friend.
Okay, I figured you did.
That's why Kyle's on
this
show.
Hell yeah. So I actually enjoyed Bennigan's. It's been gone long enough where I don't remember like all my go-to menu items there because it's been gone probably a good 10 years now in our area. I don't know, Kyle, do you guys still have them in Cincinnati?
No, I don't really know if there's any left in Ohio, to be honest, but I know a few – the surrounding states, there's a few that can be found still.
Because they were closing them up.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for me, the scarcity of them, you know, things, nostalgia and things in your past, you kind of glorify them in your mind. So I think
for
that's
sure.
why, for me, Bennigan's lands 5 big pieces of flair because I just have great memories of the Bennigan's experiences, and I can't get it anymore unless I'm maybe out of town. So Bennigan's just holds a high spot in my mind.
Wow, he's pumping Bennigan's up like I pump Chi-Chi's up, and Caleb's always like, Chi-Chi's is just okay, or was just okay.
You're always so excited about it. It's all right.
I want to do a Chi-Chi's episode, and he always just poo-poos it. So, you know, Kyle, if you want to do the Chi-Chi's episode with me, you're more than welcome. We can kick Caleb to the curb.
Does it still exist?
So I've done some research, and there are no Chi-Chi's in the States, but there are international Chi-Chi's still in, like, Europe and I think, like, in Asia. Oh. But they don't follow the menu that we remember as closely, you know, as it once was. So, for Bennigan's, I'm ranking them a 3 pieces out of 5 flair, and I think it's just because maybe I just don't remember it as much as maybe, you know, going to a Longhorn or anything like that. But anytime I ever did go there, I enjoyed it. I didn't hate it. So, yeah, I mean, Caleb, what's your take on it?
I think it was similar. Like, I think I was, like, late to Bennigan's, and then obviously it went away in our area. Mm-hmm. So it kind of was like, oh, this is, like, a different place that's kind of like every other place.
It's a lot like – yeah, it's a lot like TGI Fridays, in my opinion.
With, like, an Irish twist.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but I think, as an Irish twist as it is, the first thing that I remember getting there, and it might have been one of the first places we got these, and it's like a staple appetizer of everywhere, but I just remember it at Bennigan's. They call them the Hogan's egg rolls, but it's like the chicken, sweet corn, black bean kind of egg roll, and that was my go-to for the few times I went there. And they, you know, they cut it on like a bias, and it looks really cool.
So I just looked it up. There is still one in Ohio. It's in Steubenville. And then the rest are Illinois, Iowa, Texas, North Dakota, New Jersey, Florida. There's 33 locations, but there is a lot more international locations than domestic locations.
Yeah, like really Cyprus, Al Jafar.
Road
trip soon.
El Salvador.
Yeah. Qatar, like for the World Cup. Makes sense.
We could always go to Steubenville.
That sounds easiest.
Yeah. That's not far. Yeah. And then there's some coming soon. A lot of international. It's all like Latin America and Middle East. It's really weird. it's like El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Pakistan, and then Peoria, Arizona. But I don't know if you guys know anything about Peoria, Arizona. It's like the mecca of just chain restaurants is what I've heard. That's where spring training is out in that area. So, okay. Yeah. What was your guys' go-to item for Bennigan's? Mine was the Reuben sandwich. I remember always getting a Reuben. Hence, it makes sense. You know, Bennigan's had an Irish flair, so they had Reubens.
For me, the go-to growing up, and this is weird because you wouldn't think this as a kid, but it was the baked potato soup. They had some bomb potato soup at Bennigan's.
I do remember that. It'd be topped with
the chives, the bacon, the cheese, and the chives. And I don't know, you don't really think, man, I really want potato soup today, but at Bennigan's, that's what you thought, and I don't know why that was.
You know who's got some good baked potato soup, but they don't make it a lot?
Cracker Barrel. Oh.
Racks, really?
I'm pretty sure they do, don't they?
I don't know. I haven't been to a rack since I was six.
Dude.
You know, you pump that place up way more than it really is cracked out to be, man. That place blows.
That place was so good. No. It was just the most random items, and it was like, it would be different based on the day. Like,
that's why they're not around really anymore.
I know. Well, there's one in Southern Ohio. I forget. Is it like Chillicothe, Kyle? And we're going to go.
Circleville, I thought.
It'll be the same trip that we go to Bennigan's on.
Yeah. In Country Kitchen.
Dude, in the Cleveland area, there are some like nostalgic places. There's like an Arthur Treacher's, and then down the road there is a Big Boy, and then there is there's another place in the area too that is like an old school chain type place. I can't think of it off the top of my head. So
I feel like all Arthur Treacher's have just turned into other fish places that look like Arthur Treacher's.
Yeah. Yeah. Go-to menu item for you, Caleb, on Bennigan's, or was it the
egg rolls? The egg rolls, yeah.
All right, next on the list is famous.
We got to talk about the Monte Cristo real quick at Bennigan's. It wasn't my go-to menu item. However, I feel like it's kind of like what makes Bennigan's Bennigan's. So I probably had this a few times growing up, and then I was fortunate enough to get to visit a Bennigan's maybe 6 or 7 years ago when I was in Florida visiting my sister, and I ordered this. And, you know, it's labeled as a delicious combination of ham and turkey, Swiss and American cheeses on wheat, lightly battered and fried until golden. And then it's got the powdered sugar on top with the raspberry preserves for dipping. And, like, I was so pumped to get this thing. And, like, I'm like three bites in. I'm like, what the hell am I doing with my life? You know, this is painful to eat. It is so much. I mean,
Monte Cristo's in general is kind of like the first time you get one, you're like, who made this?
But I mean,
it's a French thing, isn't it? Like, or that's where it's supposed to hail from, right? France?
That's a good question. I don't know that. I mean, obviously, I think Bennigan's is an Irish.
No, it hails from Bennigan's.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would ever get it again. But I mean, it's good, but it's just like, that's not dinner.
Yeah, it sounds like an explosion of like flavor in the way that you don't want that explosion of flavor.
Does that make sense? Explosion, all right.
Right.
So, we also didn't do why it sucks or why it's good. I don't feel like it sucked. It sucks that it's not around anymore. Is my take.
And that's what makes it great in my mind, because anything that's scarce that I can't have, I want.
Yeah, it's the law of attraction, right? You can't have it, so you want it. Totally get it. All right, next on the list, Famous Dave's. I know we all talked, and some of you guys were like, yeah, I've never really gone there. I ranked it one piece of flair out of five. The place fucking blows. It is a disgrace to barbecue.
I thought, why did you put this on here?
Why? Because we have to have some that suck, Caleb. All right.
That's true. Got to balance it.
Yeah. And it blows. There's one actually down the street where I live, and it's horrible. And then when me and my wife were engaged, we were going to all these like wedding expositions, and Famous Dave's for some fucking reason was always there for catering. And I'm all about free food, and every time I would try it, I'd be like, this is fucking horrible. Like, I don't know why I ate this. And I've had it, like, in the restaurant as well. The barbecue sauce blows. It basically just tastes like ketchup. I mean, it's just – it's horrible. And, I mean, I'm a big, like, barbecue guy, so maybe I'm not the right person to kind of judge that because it's chain barbecue, and what do you expect? But it's not my favorite. I think – Olive Garden might own it. I'm not sure. Or maybe I'm confusing that with Smokey Bones, if you guys remember Smokey Bones.
They're still around.
But
yeah,
Famous Dave's is just – it's fucking horrible.
Can I ask you this? Do they have cornbread?
They do have cornbread.
Five stars, five flares for me.
But is it good cornbread, or is it like the bad – you know, there's bad cornbread.
It's that dry shit. Mm. It's not the, it's not the brick like you guys are thinking. It's the muffin, but it's dry as shit.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to need to go. Like I said, I've never been, but I'm going to need to go try out the cornbread and everything that will be based off that, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Have you guys ever been to City Barbecue?
Yeah. They cater a lot of our Ohio
State. Okay, so. I mean, like, it's not like, I mean, to me, I don't feel like it's up to that level. Like, and City Barbecue is just okay also. Like, it's,
yeah.
But I would take City Barbecue over Famous Dave's any day of the week.
I have never had Famous Dave's, but I'm going to say my go-to menu item is a side salad.
All right, so if Caleb's picking a side salad, you know there's nothing on the menu that he wants.
Literally, I've clicked – there's, like, categories on their menu, and I've clicked everything, and I'm like, let's see what looks good. No, no.
Dude, the homemade dessert that, like, looks like a fucking – I don't even know, like – hardtack from Civil War, like it looks horrible, dude. Doesn't look like ice cream. It looks like a ball of rice.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe the Famous Feast, maybe. But the
why is it every barbecue place has to have banana pudding? Why is that a thing?
Like a South thing, like Southern, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's kind of a cliche. All right, Kyle, your take? Have you ever had Famous Dave's?
I have not, so I'm going to reserve my judgment.
Okay, okay. All right, well, moving on then. Cheesecake Factory. I ranked it five pieces of flair out of five. I'm a big, big cheesecake fan. My go-to item, as Caleb knows, is the nachos with the cheese sauce. But it's different types of cheese sauce. It's like a queso, so it's pretty good. Gotta get the extra bread. Pumpernickel's my favorite. And I go key lime cheesecake when I go there.
Dude, they probably have the best pumpernickel bread.
Fuck yeah. Around. It's my favorite. And Jessica doesn't like pumpernickel, so it's a win for me. I'm like, all right, you can have the other bread then. I'll take the pumpernickel. Don't get the cookie dough cheesecake. It blows. I got it once and I was not happy about it. I don't think the place sucks, except for the fact that it's kind of pricey. But other than that, I like it.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a lame go-to, but it was like the first thing I got. And it's just like, I think the first time I had it, I wasn't like even that impressed, but it's kind of like addicting, is the Cajun jambalaya pasta.
Oh my God, Jessica gets that all the time.
Dude.
She got it the other day.
The seasoning that they put on it, that like, you know, the dusting or whatever the Cajun flavor is, it's like, it's really addicting. It's really good.
It's the stuff they put on Pierce Brosnan's jambalaya in Mrs. Doubtfire that made him choke, actually.
Nice reference. Kyle, what's your go-to?
So I gave it four pieces of flair. There's nothing special about it to me. It's just, I've never had a bad experience there. I mean, I think, does anyone dislike Cheesecake Factory? I've never really met anyone that has. But I don't really have a menu item because I'm not sure I've ever actually ordered the same thing twice. So I'm just giving a shout out to the binder that they put on the table in front of you when you sit down at Cheesecake Factory, because it's basically an encyclopedia. You can order whatever you would like. It really is.
Definitely the biggest menu of like any place you'll ever go.
Oh, for sure. Like John Taffer would be shitting bricks if he went there.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you guys ever do this, Caleb. I'm sure you probably do this, but whenever I go to a menu, like a restaurant, I look at the menu and I'm like, oh man, there's too many items on this menu. Like I have like bar rescue mode in my head. Like,
yeah. Like, but, KFC, that's how I feel. Like,
yeah, yeah. And I know I picked an appetizer, but their nachos are fucking phenomenal. I mean, like, yeah, they're really good. Caleb, I know you've gotten them, and they're not bad, right? Like,
no, I got them and did the same thing you did. I ate all of it.
So, Kyle, I don't know if you've heard the story. I think I've said it before on the podcast, but one day me and my wife, we went to Cheesecake Factory, and she's like, what are you going to get? And I'm like, I think I'm just going to get an appetizer today. And she's like, oh, okay. So she orders, and then the waitress takes my order, and she goes, so, sir, what do you want? And I'm looking, and I'm like, well, I'm going to have an appetizer. I'm thinking about doing the nachos. And she goes, oh, are you going to split this with her? And I'm like, no, this is going to be my menu item. And Jessica looks at the menu. Like, she looks at the menu, and it says the calories, and it's like 3,000 calories. And
that's a full
shitty for getting it.
And then you also got cheesecake.
Well, yeah, and then I got cheesecake. You can't go to Cheesecake Factory and not get cheesecake. That's the thing.
And not get cheesecake. Right. Yeah.
But you got to stuff yourself so that the cheesecake's to go. So you
But I mean, just you think that was their thought process when naming this establishment? Because really, is it all about the cheesecake? No, it's about, you know, going out and having a nice meal. So, like, has anyone ever talked about why it's called the Cheesecake Factory?
That's a good point.
I'm sure people have talked about that, but I don't really know the reasoning.
Yeah, like, when did they decide, you know what, we're going to start offering dinner? Because, like, did they just offer cheesecake and that was it? And they're like, you know what? This isn't cutting it. We got to start offering other things.
People didn't start showing up until we started offering
dinner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Cheesecake Factory, in my book, does not suck.
Dude, the nachos picture looks so good on the website.
It's good in general. In person, it's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong about it. I mean, everything. It's just – and I like to fancy myself as being a nacho connoisseur, and, like, their nachos are up there. So, Caleb, do you think it sucks? Kyle, do you think it sucks?
No, I'm going to give it – I didn't give a score, but I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Wow. Okay.
Four? Yeah. I think the only – I don't even know why it wouldn't be a 5. I guess the only thing that sucks about it is that usually if you go there, it's in a place that's heavily populated, so you got to wait sometimes.
And it's pricey. Yeah. That's, I guess those are the two pitfalls.
Yeah, I agree with everything that was just said.
Kyle, you said yours was a 4? Okay. All right, next on the list is probably one of my least favorite places of all time. I fucking hate this place, and my sister would always pick this place, that and fucking Joe's Crab Shack, and that's Red Lobster. God. And it's not that I don't like seafood. I love seafood. But Red Lobster is not fucking seafood. Just like Taco Bell's not Mexican food. Like, it's just – Red Lobster is an abomination to seafood, in my opinion. And the only thing I ever think of when I go to Red Lobster is just fountains of butter. Because that's all they do to their food is just douse it in butter.
What's the problem?
It makes me feel like shit when I leave, and I'm still hungry because there's just not a lot of plentiful food there. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
So 1.5 pieces of flair out of 5. The only reason why it's got a 1.5 is because the Cheddar Bay biscuits are amazing, and it saves it from getting a 0 out of 5. But the place blows.
A 1.5 for me too. And you know I don't necessarily like seafood that much, but the Cheddar Bay biscuits are awesome.
Yeah.
But if you look at this menu, obviously I know it's almost mostly seafood because that's what it is. But like for somebody that doesn't necessarily like seafood or like baked seafood, you know, you got fried fish and chips, and then you got steaks, which I've tried the steak there once. It was rubbery and terrible, as you would imagine. You know.
Surf
and then what else is there?
There's nothing.
You got nothing. So I think one time I went – my brother's big thing when we were kids was he always used to want to go when it was – what's their like lobster
– Lobster Fest or whatever.
Lobster Fest. Yep. So we would always go like during Lobster Fest, and he would pig out to lobster. And I remember one time they had like hot wings, and I just ate a plate of hot wings. But I don't see those on the menu anymore, so I guess they don't have those anymore. But
I remember the big thing – that everybody would always talk about was the Ultimate Feast. I never got the Ultimate Feast. Kyle, you ever get the Ultimate Feast?
No, I actually have not had a lot of Red Lobster experience in my life, so I'm kind of leaving this to you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. And their appetizers aren't even like that good either. It's just like, it's a poor attempt at like having appetizers and then like putting a like a seafood flair to it.
Yeah.
Lobster pizza, lobster nachos. You know what I mean? Shit like
just
that.
Just throw some
like,
Old Bay on it.
Oh, and we have, yeah, yeah. And then like they have like signature jumbo shrimp cocktail. Like, okay, that makes sense. You know, there's some of that, but they try to like, I don't know, they try to throw seafood in like other normal staple, you know, appetizer staples at other restaurants. Like they have a lobster artichoke dip. Like artichoke dip in general fucking blows, but then you're going to throw lobster in it. Sorry.
I'd like to try that.
Like artichoke dip?
It's not my favorite.
I'd like to try it. I think I'm hitting the lobster.
I like spinach artichoke dip.
Their crab stuffed shrimp rangoon looks like shit on here. It doesn't even look like.
Oh, okay, here's another thing about Red Lobster that sucks is their sides all suck too. And I just remembered that looking at the menu. Like their green beans are those green beans that are like taste like rubber.
So it's
their
like
rice,
Jolly Green rice, Giant green beans, right?
Okay. Yes, yes. The rice is like super dry.
Yep.
The baked potatoes like nasty. The mashed potatoes might be good. I don't know. But then they have like coleslaw and French fries, and then like that's it.
And Brussels sprouts. Who the fuck likes Brussels sprouts?
Yeah. Let me ask you. I don't mind them. I'm not going to order them at a restaurant, or let alone Red Lobster. Let me ask you this, though. And you guys probably won't have the answer to this, but like, do you think a Red Lobster, like in Florida, like on the coast, is better quality than like, say, Columbus, Ohio's Red Lobster? Like, or do you think you get the same exact thing no matter where it's located?
That's a good point.
I would say I doubt it because I think they probably don't source from anywhere.
Yeah.
Like they probably source from the same place anyway.
One distribution center, yeah, that type of deal, or distributor.
But that's a good question, though, because like that's the reason why In-N-Out doesn't expand is because they only source from one spot and they don't want their food to like go bad.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, put stuff in it to make it last longer, so – I don't know, but my guess is probably
I think
not.
If they know what's good for them, they'll probably stay out of Florida for the most part and stick to the Midwest.
Yeah.
The funny thing is their headquarters is in Orlando, Florida. I just looked it up. Yeah.
Yikes.
So, I mean, I figured they would have been like New England, you know what I mean? But apparently not. yeah, and their clam chowder is basically glorified Campbell's clam chowder. I mean, I don't know. It just – maybe I'm a seafood snob because my dad used to live in New England, so whenever we would go to New England, he knew all, like, the good seafood spots up there. And when I go down, you know, to, like, the Carolinas, there's good seafood down there. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a millennial and hating on the on those types of chain restaurants and more angling towards, like, the mom-and-pop places. But I'm not a fan of Red Lobster, and so why it sucks for me is too much butter, and I always feel hungry when I leave.
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment.
All right, next on the list here is Olive Garden. So Caleb knows my take on Olive Garden. I feel like Kyle has a different take. I feel like Kyle strikes me as the guy that loves Olive Garden.
No, I'm the guy that loves Olive Garden.
You love Olive Garden?
Yes.
Seriously? That place.
We have been together.
One time? Yeah.
Dude, that place pisses me off. All right? Don't even get me started. First off.
Here's the thing about Olive Garden is you can't look at it. Okay, first thing. All those people that are like, oh, real Italian food, so good. It's so much better. It's all the fucking same. Anyway.
No, it's not, dude.
Yes, it is. Oh, it's noodles, and if they're like homemade, Caleb, they're marginally better.
Caleb,
the sauce is marginally better.
So you're telling me that the Italian restaurant that I took you to in Lakewood,
oh, this is a hard shot,
is better or worse than Olive Garden?
It's better.
Okay, thank you.
But like,
granted, that is like one of the best Italian restaurants I've ever been to. But still,
but also like. During what's, you know, Endless Pasta, when it's like $12 for Endless Pasta, like where are you going to get Endless Pasta for $12?
Fazoli's.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, go to Fazoli's then.
I'd rather fucking eat Fazoli's than Olive Garden. I'm sorry.
I like Olive Garden. I like the bottomless pasta. That's the only time I really go is then. And then I mean, I stick to the basics there. I don't venture out because, like, I would never eat shrimp there. Like, I get chicken Alfredo, I get chicken Parmesan, I get veal Parmesan, and that's, like, it. But they do those things, fine. Lasagna's good, you know.
So what's your go-to menu item?
Chicken Alfredo.
The Zapolis, the dessert, actually. So what they are, it's a soft, traditional Italian donut dusted with powdered sugar with, like, a chocolate dipping sauce. And every time I have them, I want a Zapoli in my pants. So I'm a pretty big fan.
Did you have that written down, Kyle?
No, stop.
Tour of Italy's my go-to, which is, like, chicken Alfredo, chicken Parmesan, and lasagna. It's like a trio. It's all right. But the last time I got it, the last two times I got it, my chicken Parmesan, I shit you not, was the size of a chicken nugget, like an oversized chicken nugget. I swear to God, dude. After that, I told my wife, I'm like, we're not fucking coming here anymore. And she, like, got pissed because she's like, but endless pasta. And I'm like,
they do
I don't
do
care.
some bad stuff. Like, I've watched plenty of YouTube videos with, like, people that go to Olive Garden and try and get the endless pasta and make them, like, to where they make money, not make money, but, like, get their money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And those waiters and waitresses, like, disappear if you get endless pasta.
Yeah.
Because they know the longer you wait, the less hungry you are. Where, you know, I'd like to put in, like, two orders right away. Just, like, you know.
They won't let you do that either.
I know, but I at least need to get three bowls deep.
Well, you ever notice, too, like, they're real, like, slow with it on the soup and salad, too?
Yep.
Like, If you're like,
get endless pasta, they kind of don't, though. They try and – they're like, oh, do you want more salad?
I know, because they're trying to fill you up with that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your – so my rank is 2 pieces of flair out of 5. What's your guys' rank?
Yeah, I gave it 3. 3.5. Just I feel like it's all reliable, you know. The atmosphere itself doesn't do much for me as far as, like, an Italian restaurant. You think of, like, Buca di Beppo with all the shit on the walls and stuff like that. I don't know that – Olive Garden stands out as overly Italian to me, but I've never had a bad meal there, so.
Buca di Beppo is going to be on Casual Dining Chains episode 2, so stay tuned.
I'll tease.
I like Buca di Beppo.
I do like Buca as well. I know it's chainy, but it's like a step above, like, this type of chain.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like family style because I can never go with a group of people that agree on what they want. But
I say fuck them and I get family for me because I'm like, what?
That's what we've kind of done. We just get a bunch of it and take it.
I did make the mistake one time and get tiramisu from there, and I didn't realize it was going to be family style.
Oh, boy.
Fuck. I love tiramisu, but I had
and
too
you
much.
Ate it all.
I had too much tiramisu.
Yeah, I don't think their chicken farm, the chicken isn't going to disappoint you in that instance like Olive Garden would.
No.
Yeah, I usually get their veal, and their veal parm is so good. So, all right, moving on to the next restaurant here is Chili's. So my go-to menu item for Chili's is the fajitas. I used to really not like Chili's, and then one time me and my wife met my mother-in-law at one of the Chili's because she was staying at a hotel nearby for some sort of, like, exposition. And she was bored, and she's like, hey, can you guys meet me for dinner? So we were like, yeah, let's meet you up for dinner. And she's like, well, there's a Chili's within walking distance from me. So we stopped at that Chili's, and I got the fajitas. And I got to say, man, like, it wasn't that bad. Like, their guac wasn't bad. Like, their salsa was okay. Like, overall, the presentation of the fajitas was pretty solid. And honestly, I definitely wouldn't mind having those fajitas right now.
Yeah. I think the fajitas is kind of the go-to, and I think fajitas in general at any restaurant, when they bring out the smoking plate of fajitas, like, it's just like, it's like nice touch.
I saw
a
meme recently.
It's
exciting. I
forget
exactly what it was, but it was something about, you know, you just order fajitas for attention at restaurants.
For sure.
Exactly.
So what's your – my rank for this is 3 pieces of flair out of 5. What's your guys' rank, and what's your go-to menu item?
I'll give it a 3 as well, and I haven't been in a long time, but I think for sure chicken fajitas.
I want 4 pieces of flair. Okay. I've enjoyed my stays at Chili's. And I actually haven't ordered my go-to menu item since I was young, but it had a lasting impact on my life because I always remember these. The original chicken crispers. So what they are, they're like chicken, I don't even know if they're like nuggets or strips, but it's almost like you're eating like a fried fish. They are so soft and like white meat. It's almost like too soft that it was kind of sketchy, which is probably why I don't eat them, don't get them as an adult now. But like, I remember them being really good as a kid. So maybe like an appetizer to share around next time.
I'm shocked no one said baby back ribs. Because you know the commercial, and that was like their big thing. I want my baby back.
Yeah. You know the commercial, and you know Austin Powers, and you know.
Yeah. Chicken crispers.
Yeah, it's probably more of that. More towards the. I mean, it's on menu the actual item. Menu, but it's probably mostly a kid's item.
I'm looking it up right now. So it looks like just like oversized.
Basically, yeah. You chicken dip strips, them in like a honey mustard or something like that.
Yeah. They look pretty good.
It's just they're so soft, and I don't know what it was. I've never had chicken that soft.
What was your rank on the chilies?
I feel like they got good chips too. They're very thin and airy.
Yeah, they're not bad. All right, so are we all in agreement that this place does not suck?
Yeah. I think we are.
All right.
The only thing that's bad about them is that a lot of them are just like attached to malls, like on the exterior of malls, but still
parking
attached
lot to malls.
Yeah. I mean, the one by me is right in front of a Macaroni Grill, but it's across the street from a mall. And so it's always busy. So yeah, it sucks. All right. Moving on to the next place, Ruby Tuesdays. Not a fan. I know they're all starting to close. I know the one in my area closed. My rank is one piece of flair out of five. I said go-to menu item, potato sticks from the salad bar, and then in all bold letters, place blows, because it does fucking blow.
Okay, I'm pretty sure before we knock Kyle down,
sure
before, I'm pretty sure Kyle really likes Room Tuesday.
That's fine.
But I also agree that this place sucks. Like, I guess the salad bar is okay if they got cottage cheese on there, which they don't half the time.
Yeah, that's also my biggest issue too. Like,
so many people are up there at the salad bar, it just gets everywhere. It's on, you know, there's kids crying, there's cottage cheese on the floor, there's peas everywhere. I hate the bread they bring out. Everyone's like, oh, it's like Cheddar Bay biscuits, but it's not. It's like shitty Cheddar Bay biscuits. Sorry, Ruby Tuesday, you get a half a piece of flair.
I think I would take Eaton Park's buffet over fucking Ruby Tuesday's buffet. And Eaton Park sucks.
Well, first, no, it's made for smiles. First but off, Kyle, go ahead. Speaking of
first
smiles,
off, maybe tell us part why of you like this place. You guys have been going to Ruby Tuesdays, but I've been going to Ruby Tuesday. So let's get the branding correct. First off,
dude.
Four pieces of flair. I literally have.
That's such an Ohio thing, though.
Bomb salad bar. The ham cubes. You can make a good salad with those ham cubes and anything else. Thank you.
Do they have
those ham cubes? Are good.
Kyle, do they have the little mini corn things?
I wouldn't get those. They might have. I don't.
Didn't they used to have those there?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, they have them at, Beady Mongolian Grill.
I don't know
Grill.
If they have those or not, but they did have, and I don't know if they still do, and this is something, like, I grew up with. See, everything's about nostalgia for me. They had a carrot and raisin salad. Have you ever guys had that? Carrot and raisins? It's like carrots and raisins mixed with, like, a mayo base. And, like, maybe.
Is it like craisins?
Those are those are cranberry raisins, bro.
I don't know what you're talking
Kyle
about.
Was like, maybe?
Wouldn't it be caraisins then? Raisins if it was salad. Carrot and raisins? Caraisins?
I don't know, but it's a thing. And
yeah, caraisins.
But I haven't seen it in years. But actually, my go-to menu item is the New Orleans seafood, which is probably sounds sketchy to you. But I actually got it on the drive back from New Orleans one year. So that says something. That says something about it, I feel like.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You were in New Orleans.
Maybe I was sad.
And then you went to Ruby Tuesday, and you're like, Yeah, we're like, you're like, better get,
yeah, exactly. Better get, but I mean, that's still what I want out of me this here. Day when I go, I'll get the salad bar and get the New Orleans seafood. So I like tilapia, and that's kind of what it is, and along with some shrimp and whatnot. But I mean, it's fine. I like it. Just the palate over here isn't too refined, maybe, and that's what it is. But
it's okay. You don't have to. You don't have to hide Ruby it Tuesday. If you love Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, love it. Ruby Tuesday. Yeah. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? The potato sticks. Like, you remember, like, what was it? Planters. Remember they used to have like the cheese balls and like the and uh-huh. like those round containers with the yellow tops, and then they had like the potato. They were like potato chips, but they were cut, so they were sticks. The
potato I do not. Sticks.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about at all?
No.
They used to have them at the salad bar. At least the Ruby Tuesday by me, but that's the only thing because I can always remember my sister dipping them in like applesauce.
See,
she'd get the salad bar.
Oh, I just looked
you
at
can make a box.
Yeah. Not a fan. So, all right.
All right. Sorry, Ruby Tuesday.
Moving over to now, Kyle. Please. Feel free to
the heavy hitters coming.
Please feel to correct me here if I say this one wrong. Is it TGI Friday
it's multiple,
or is it TGI
it's, I think
Fridays?
It might be possessive, so it's Fridays with the apostrophe.
Okay. So next on the list is TGI Fridays, and I'm ranking this 2 pieces of flair out of 5. What are you guys ranking them?
Of this one and the next one that we're going to be doing. It feels like an identical restaurant
yes.
to me, except
wow.
not as good.
Okay.
Well,
I'm surprised, but okay.
The next one I think
personally,
is
personally, I
really?
Think because
yeah.
we are calling it Flair, I'm giving the Flair Cup to TGI Fridays and awarding it 500 pieces
really?
of Flair.
Wow. Wow. First 500 ranking ever on the Side of Fries podcast.
Well, and I think they might have
first.
Been in this too. Like the waiters have the buttons and the pins on their suspenders and vests and the candy striping of everything. I mean, they still got a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
But it's not really the Fridays of yesteryear where that was the way it was. Yeah.
Of the 90s. Yeah. So my go-to menu item is no longer, I don't, as far as I know, they may have brought it back, but these, there were two. And Kyle, I'm sure you probably remember these. The fried mac and cheese bites, they were amazing. And the Jack Daniel's sesame seed chicken strips. Those were my two go-tos. They're no longer on the, I don't think they're on the menu anymore. So I don't know. I think you can still buy them in like the frozen food aisle at like the grocery store, but they don't offer them like actually on the menu. So those were my two go-tos until they discontinued them. So anytime I do go there, which is hardly ever, you know, I just get like a burger or something.
Yeah, dude, I was struggling trying to find a go-to menu item because I don't have one there. I'd probably say the loaded potato skins. That's kind of a classic there.
Yeah.
But they're always so dry. You have to, like, basically ask for extra sour cream to give them any, like...
They
any.
Do suck. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Jack Daniel's Kyle? Menu in itself is kind of what, as far as food goes, what draws me to TGI Fridays. So mm-hmm. The Jack Daniel's chicken was my... and I hope you're saying that some... Were the strips discontinued? Or everything?
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember seeing the strips on there anymore. I think they still have like the. I think they didn't. They have like some sort of ribs there too, or something.
So I'm not seeing Jack Daniel's anything anymore. It just all says whiskey glazed, which I'm assuming
Jack Daniel's ran out
okay.
or something. I don't know. But that would be disappointing if that was gone because
yeah.
I would have to change my whole belief system in TGI Fridays. I still enjoy the vibe. Right.
Maybe 498.
As far as food goes, it was all about the Jack Daniel's menu to me.
I was going to say, I didn't have a mac and cheese bite until I went to TGI Friday. Like, I feel like they were the originators of the mac and cheese bites. Like, the fried mac
really?
And cheese bites. Am I wrong? Am I right? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure that place in the student union at Akron was the first place to have mac and cheese bites.
Oh, whatever the fuck, man.
What was it called? Z's?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think any. I don't.
I mean, like, are you guys not fans of?
I love mac and cheese bites. I don't know that theirs was the first or the best.
So, Caleb, I'm looking at this. That signature whiskey glazed chicken. That's literally what it was.
I don't know. That doesn't. Oh, sound okay. Cool,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. That looks pretty good.
Okay. It doesn't. And why did they get rid of the mac and cheese bites though? Like. I don't know, man. I felt like that was like a good menu item. They don't have them anymore, though. Yeah, it's not on the menu. I'm looking at it right now. But they have nasty ass warm pretzels. Great.
I love warm pretzels. Fridays? You don't like warm pretzels?
Not from fucking Fridays.
Oh yeah, probably not from Fridays. No, but like at a basketball game, like
that's different, dude. That's okay. Totally different.
I was just making sure you liked warm pretzels in general.
Yeah. Now, are you a mustard or a cheese guy?
Either, but usually by itself, just plain.
I'll dabble with mustard, believe it or not. I like it more with mustard than cheese. I know that's shocking, but yeah.
I'll do it whatever you want. I'll put ketchup on it, whatever. Anyway.
All right, so why does Friday suck?
I think this goes back for me really early on when, like, Applebee's wasn't in Canton, I don't think, or mm-hmm. maybe it was just kind of new. And we used to go to Fridays, and it was fine. But then, like, we went to Applebee's, and we're like, wow, this is, like, the same thing except better. And we just, like, never really went back to Fridays. And I would go in, like, high school with, like, friends to Fridays, and they'd be like, oh, this place is so much better than Applebee's. And I'd be like, no, it's not. So I don't know. I don't know why. I just think it's like subpar Applebee's, which apparently
I think it's got more exciting vibes.
I think so.
It's kind of like you feel like you're on vacation when you're there versus Applebee's. You feel like you're at home.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Kyle, this is the neighborhood restaurant, Applebee's. You know, so. And that is
eating good.
That is the next restaurant on the list here. Applebee's, my rank, Caleb. Knows my disdain for Applebee's. Kyle, I think you even know the same. It's a one piece of flair out of five. I hate Applebee's. And it's because every time I've gone to an Applebee's, for the most part, I've had bad experiences. And it's just – they don't have cooks. The microwaves are the cooks.
Never heard that one
That's
before.
My biggest drawback there. It sucks, man. I just don't like it. Like, nothing there appeals to me. Like, 2 for $20. Wow, whoop-de fucking do. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. I guess it's a good deal, but everything tastes like it was frozen food. Like, it's just not my.
Does it not taste like that at Fridays to you? Curious.
I mean, it's been a while since I've gone to Fridays, but like the items I used to get, it didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a.
Okay,
I'm not
so
a fan.
I went with my mom to Applebee's last week, and. I think even some of those items, like, when's the last time you went to Applebee's?
Let's see, probably 4 years ago.
So I did, we did the 2 for $22. I got a burger, and we got wings as the appetizer. My mom got a salad, I think. Mm-hmm. And the burger was, it was not a preformed burger. Like, you could tell they actually cooked it on a griddle, and it wasn't necessarily like a smash burger, but it was like that style of, like, yeah. You know, the pieces are all hanging off. And I was actually surprised that it was like that. And it was a pretty good burger. The boneless wings, when it comes to crappy appetizer boneless wings, like, they always take the cake. Those are the best boneless wings you can get at a crappy sit-down restaurant. And I don't know if that's a
win. Yeah, you have to qualify that.
Sounds
but
like
I'm gonna
it.
Give it a, I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it 4
that's
pieces of flair.
What?
I think it's pretty solid. The spinach artichoke dip is nice. The crunchy onion rings are nice. All the appetizers are nice. Like, yeah, you're not going to get the steak there, although I have. It's actually not too bad. The ribs there, same as Fridays, whatever. They're, like, mediocre, like,
yeah.
Overpriced. But, like, you know, the fries are better. The chicken strips are better. The salads are better. I don't know. The burgers are better.
Dude, and it's not like I've gone to Applebee's like once. I've been to Applebee's probably 100 times. No joke. Cause like,
oh, I know. Me too. I was just saying recency. Like, yeah. I was even surprised. It even took up a notch for me because I was like, wow, they're actually like, cause you know me, like, what's the place up in Lake Melt? Like when it first went in, like the burgers were, you know, they made them from scratch, blah, blah, blah. And like the one time I went there, it was like they started selling preformed burgers, and when people do that, I'm out. So I stopped going to Melt. And
are you talking about?
I went to
B Spot, or because Melt's the grilled cheese place.
Yeah, no, the grilled cheese place. There's like a grilled cheese burger that.
Yeah.
And like when you start selling preformed burgers, like I'm done. And Applebee's surprisingly did not. So, you know, if Melt can't do that. Come on.
Well, I know they've been trying to, like, change the image and all that, especially appealing more to, like, millennials and stuff like that. So I'm really interested to hear Kyle's take because I know I always give Kyle shit about it. And he always
five pieces Applebee's. Of flair so take it away, at Applebee's. Kyle. And I think Caleb giving it a four.
Let's go!
He's the only person that will actually go to Applebee's with me anymore in my life.
I'm shocked by that. I'm really shocked by his rating because he always supports me when I'm bitching about Applebee's, but he's supporting you right now.
I think it's more of a more of a joke.
And I think I like to be the opposite of the joke just because I want to stand out in the crowd. I did have a
you do
recently at an Applebee's in an airport, but that doesn't really count. So beyond that, that's a different story.
Airport,
but I've never had a bad experience at Applebee's in general. I have two go-to menu items, and neither of them could be microwave.
Okay,
so
go
maybe
ahead.
That's why they, in my opinion, they're very good. The first is the Bourbon Street Chicken and Shrimp, and that comes out on a skillet. I feel like there's not a lot of places you can go and get a nice skillet meal unless you're getting fajitas. I'm a pretty big fan of, you know, scraping the shit off from possibly people's meals before me and eating that because just eating that food off is a different experience. And Applebee's presents the best one to me. And the other one is the chicken fajita roll-up. They've had this for years. It's been kind of a staple, and it's not something I would normally order, but something my mom ordered as a kid, and I tried it, and I liked it. It's basically a flour tortilla filled with Monterey Jack and cheddar cheese with like fajita chicken, lettuce, and pico. And then what makes it is the Mexi Ranch dipping sauce. You're going to want extra of that. Just pro tip.
You're going to want extra of that if you order it.
All right. Caleb, what was your go-to?
Boneless
wings?
Yeah, probably the boneless wings. I mean, regardless of what I get, we're getting an appetizer with those boneless wings. They're so solid. Like, they're not, I don't know. They have a little bit of breading where, I don't know, they're just really good. And the blue cheese is solid.
My go-to menu item if I am forced to go there is the Fiesta Lime Chicken.
That's my mom's, so. Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. So, funny story. I, as I've emphasized a lot, I don't like Applebee's. And so my uncle loves Applebee's, right? Like, he loves it. Him and his wife go probably, like, I'm not even joking, probably at least, like, once or twice a month. Like, they go a lot, if not more. And I got him an Applebee's gift card for Christmas, and I sent it to him. And then he sent me a Christmas card in the mail, and I open it up, and it's a fucking Applebee's gift card, and I was like, god damn it. So then my wife's like, yeah, we could order it on Grubhub, and I'm like, god damn it, like,
hopefully he's not listening to the show.
Will you bring us?
He does not listen to the show, at least I don't think.
Yes.
to Applebee's. It's gonna be a while, but sure, you're welcome to come. I'm trying to think. There's one where's the closest one for
There's one everywhere, dude.
Yeah, I'm where I live, I'm sandwiched in between like two areas where there's a lot of retail. So I'm trying to think like which one would be the closest one, and they're not really. They're both kind of close. So yeah, we could definitely go. There's a Friday.
What did you say the slogan was for Applebee's? Good home something.
Something about the neighborhood.
It's the neighborhood restaurant, isn't it?
Well, it used to be eating good in the neighborhood.
Eating good
right?
in the neighborhood, yeah. But I don't know. They always said something about, like, it's always like on like a, like when you walk in,
like
it says something about,
like,
it's a neighborhood
the
restaurant.
Lobby, the waiting
or whatnot. I don't know.
Like high school football pictures of the closest high school football team. And I think that's part for me. Yeah. That's kind of the vibes that I enjoy about it. You get like tennis rackets from the 50s on the walls and some skis. Cause why not? Are you guys Friday Night Lights fans, the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the show,
more of the movie than the show.
Yeah. Same.
Because like, that's like their local hangout. So, you know, I might want to like go sit in the booth where Matt Saracen and Julie Taylor shared a milkshake together. You know, because also every Applebee's is like,
oh my god,
like you could match up the same booth if you wanted.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. Bars in the middle, and then you got your seating around it.
The raised seating area.
There was a commercial I was looking for on YouTube today. I couldn't find it though. Like the high school team just loses state by like a point, and like they're driving back to their hometown. It's like probably midnight, and it's raining, pouring rain. They pull into the Applebee's parking lot just as like the guy's closing up, and like they're obviously already disappointed. And the guy looks up and they're just like so sad because he's closing. He's like, "Screw it, I'll open it back up." And then everyone comes off and goes into Applebee's. So I think that's what it's all about to me. Right.
Things that don't actually happen at Applebee's.
Yeah, literally. I remember one time I asked for napkins and the lady told me to wipe it on my shirt. I'm like, all right, you know what? Yeah, she was kidding, but I didn't think it was funny. I had sauce all over my fingers, and I was like, can I get some?
I know you enough to know what look you gave that.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you're fucking kidding. You're gonna get a tip. It's gonna be a penny to actually emphasize how bad you are. Like, oh my god, dude. And it was bad. Like, and then the waitress like spilt like pop on my dad, and my dad was pissed, and we had like asked a million times, can we have napkins? And then like she would like, yeah, I'll be back to get napkins, and she would never come back with napkins. Finally my dad went up to the bar and grabbed like the bar napkins, and then like the lady came back and realized we grabbed the bar napkins. She's like, oh yeah, you wanted napkins, and my dad's like, forget it.
See, without Applebee's you wouldn't have cameras.
Yeah, like we were pissed, so
think about it that way, baby.
I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If Golden Corral didn't exist, you wouldn't have poor memories with me, Chris.
If a lot of restaurants didn't exist, we wouldn't have poor memories together.
No, we have a lot of poor memories, actually.
Are they poor? Maybe poor judgment, but...
Yeah, like driving through the desert in a car with no AC, you know.
Going to East L.A. for, a four-pound burrito, potentially getting mugged and shot. Yeah. Yeah. In the middle of the night, Kyle. We've done this.
You had to give it a second try.
Gone to that place twice in East LA in the middle of the night. Like, yeah, like I'm talking like it looked like the neighborhood. It looked like Compton. Not even joking. So, all right, there you have it. The casual dining chain restaurants, and we had the connoisseur of these establishments, Kyle. So glad to have you on, Kyle, to give your take on everything. Because you brought up some stuff that I didn't remember.
Yeah, it's all about kind of growing up memory, and going there. It's not even about recent trips. I mean, everything's fine anymore, but yeah, for me it was about the childhood stuff.
Oh no, I totally get it. I'm excited for when you come back on, when we do the tourist trap chain restaurants, such as the Planet Hollywood and
Absolutely.
Hard Rock and Rainforest Cafe. So definitely pumped. So stay tuned for that episode. Caleb, any parting words before we get out of here?
No.
Subscribe, subscribe, rate on Apple Podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. If you rate the show high, it helps us because it comes up on searches. And shout out to our sponsors, Brenton and Nate.
If you don't like the social media, Chris runs it, so let him know.
I do not run it. By the way, I want to run it. Caleb won't give me the password for.
I try.
Sucks, you can't reset
those things.
Remember
the password. That's the problem. So I know, right? Somebody just doesn't want to let go. That's the problem. Because Caleb, it's funny. I'll notice Caleb. You know, he posts every once in a while. You can tell when he's bored or when he has a good idea and he like wants to give it his all. And then there's times where he's just like, screw it.
Yeah. I think the last four episodes have been screwed.
Wow. All right.
On social, not the episodes. The episodes have been great.
Uh-huh. Well, follow us on the gram. Follow us on Twitter at Side of Fries Pod.
Later.
Till next time. See you.
Peace. I'm the desert. I'm the desert. I'm the desert. I'm the desert.